Hi students, my name is Dr. Michael Overholt, and I work here at the College of Charleston with the School of Languages, Cultures, and World Affairs, or LACWA. I recently talked with Ambassador Jim Melville about his 33-year career as an American diplomat before becoming the Associate Dean of International and Community Outreach for LACWA. He even has his own Wikipedia page. We talked primarily about the Global Ambassadors Program, which is a two-semester international experiential learning opportunity for third-year students. If you are interested in working with international service organizations such as the Foreign Service, the Peace Corps, the UN, or non-governmental organizations, this opportunity could jumpstart your career by teaching you how to become more globally fluent and putting you in contact with key leaders. Applications are due April 8th and space is limited.
I can't imagine anybody not interested in international affairs and how the United States of America pursues its interests. It just makes for a really interesting, engaged life. And people have to follow their own interests. This is an opportunity to enter the Foreign Service, I mean in particular, where you get to do that your whole life. And I've lived in 10 different countries, and I learned to speak 3 foreign languages, and it's been just a wonderful way to spend your days. My career offered me basically a lifetime of engagement. My particular focus was on transatlantic relations, but if you're in the Foreign Service and you're in the State Department, you tend to pay close attention to how the U.S. engages with allies, partners, adversaries in all parts of the world, and how the U.S. government, and not just the State Department, when you're talking about international affairs, we leverage our power and influence through many, many agencies, and how we develop and implement the policies that are in the U.S. national interest is what the Foreign Service does. It's also what colleagues who are in the intelligence agencies, in the Pentagon, there's a huge role for military diplomacy in the way that the U.S. exercises its power and influence overseas.
Because we're a very globally connected society.
We are very globally connected.
But would this include people even interested in the U.N.?
Oh, absolutely. The U.N. is and other multilateral fora are really important for providing platforms for multilateral diplomacy, because issues and challenges don't respect borders at all. So where a challenge, terrorism for example, or illicit money laundering, things like that, flow across refugee issues, these things affect many, many countries at the same time and everybody's national interests. So places like the UN give us a chance to work on these issues closely and in collaboration with other countries who have interest in resolving the challenge.
So how do you think a program like the Global Ambassadors Program would have helped you as an undergraduate preparing for what you would later realize is 30-some years of foreign service?
Think about it as a potential career, because honestly, I took foreign service exam because a friend who was a foreign service officer, and I thought this guy had the most interesting life. And I had already passed the bar exam. So I was, I took the exam not really intending to become a Foreign Service officer, but it worked out, and I'm really happy it did. had I known earlier, I would have been better prepared.
What core characteristics are you looking for in the applicants?
Curiosity about the world, dedication to a life of public service are two key features that I'd highlight. There is a little immersive part of the Global Ambassadors, which would be a week in Washington, D.C., where we'll get a chance to talk to actors in the State Department, hopefully the intelligence community, think tanks, and there are a lot of NGOs who do really important international work. And if you're interested in if your passion is a particular issue that NGOs take the lead on, whether that's refugee issues, environmental issues, economic issues, or even just philosophically want to look at challenges in the world, there are lots and lots of think tanks who do that kind of work. And this would be good preparation for that, too. But we'll get to go to Washington, hopefully get into an embassy as well and see, what an ally thinks and how they deal with the United States, which is the other side of the coin, which is also really important. So I'd hope that at the end of a year, someone who participated in this would really be able to make a well-informed decision about what sort of career they want to pursue.
Thanks go to Jim Melville for taking the time to speak with me. If you're interested in finding the application, you can look for it on the lcwa.cfc.edu homepage. Just look for the Global Ambassadors tab on the left. Thank you for listening.